Just a minute. Police headquarters. Hold the wire, please. Something for you?
I'd like to see the captain on duty.
Who's calling?
Tell him it's Dr. Thornton.
Dr. Thornton?
Yes.
Just a minute. Captain Wells. Is it on business?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Captain. Dr. Thornton to see you, sir. Okay, sir. Right down the corridor. The second door to your left, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
Captain Wells?
Yes?
I'm Dr. Thornton.
Oh, well, come in, Doctor. Take that chair over there.
Thank you. Captain Wells, I want you to find my wife.
Your wife is missing?
Well, yes. Of course, it may be... Well, I don't know.
When did you see her last?
The night before last. She left me waiting at the lobby of the Churchill Hotel. And I haven't seen her since.
Why haven't you reported the matter sooner?
Well, I kept thinking she'd return. You see, well, we weren't on exactly friendly terms when she left. I thought she was probably trying to punish me.
What do you mean by that?
I meant that we'd been arguing. You know, one of those husband and wife affairs. I didn't consider the matter serious, but when I called all our friends and they hadn't seen her and she didn't come home today, I thought it best to notify the police.
Yes, well, you did exactly right. Do you know of any reason for her disappearance?
Yes, I do. She carried $160,000 in her handbag.
What?
Was carrying $160,000 in her purse when she disappeared.
And you waited almost 2 days to notify the police?
Well, I tried to explain how it was. I thought that she was just staying away from home to make me worry.
Just a minute, Doctor.
Yes, Captain.
Come in, Bradford. Sit down. This is Dr. Thornton.
How do you do?
Dr. Bradford is one of our best men on this kind of work. Brad, Dr. Thornton's wife has disappeared.
Yes?
Yes. The last time he saw her, she was carrying $160,000 around in her handbag.
What?
That's exactly what I said. Well, now that Bradford is here, Dr. Thornton, I want you to tell us everything you can about her disappearance. And also, I want you to tell us how she came to be carrying a sum of money like that around in her purse. It was in bills?
Yes. Bills and negotiable securities.
Well, start at the beginning, Doctor.
Oh, the day before yesterday, my wife sold a valuable corner to one of the big stores. She had the money from that deal with her when I met her for dinner. She said that she felt like celebrating, so we went to the Churchill. It was there that she got mad at me for dancing with a friend of ours and walked out on me. She rejoined the party later, and everything seemed all right.
She still had the money?
Yes, I saw it several times during the rest of the evening. And she made quite a flourish when she handed the waiter a big bill for the dinner.
Well, if anyone could have seen it.
Yes.
Well, go ahead with your story, Doctor.
Well, we left the dining room and went out into the lobby.
What time was this?
About 11:30. She excused herself, saying that she'd be back in a minute or so, and I haven't seen her since that time.
You asked about her at the hotel?
Yes, I asked the head waiter and the woman in charge of the ladies' room, and they hadn't seen her.
What did you do then, Doctor?
I figured she was still mad at me and had slipped out. She'd done it before, so I just drove home and went to bed.
And the next morning, she was still missing?
Yes.
What did you do the next day, Doctor?
Well, I inquired around at all our friends and finally drove down to our ranch at Palomar to see if she'd spent the night there. But she hadn't.
Well, I see. What do you think about it, Bradford?
Well, I don't know, Captain. She might just be out staying with friends, as the doctor says, seeing as how she'd done it before, but that $160,000 changes the look of things.
That's my idea. What's in the morgue?
Well, there haven't been any unidentified bodies for a week, Captain.
Well, you take Dr. Thornton back to the Identification Bureau and have Powers issue a general description of the woman. Get it on the radio right away. Send a picture and a story to the newspapers. And get the commercial radio stations to broadcasting for her. We'll need some quick action on this thing. What's new, Brad?
Not much of anything, Captain. We're doing everything we can to find this woman, but it looks like a hopeless case. If you ask me, the dame's been bumped off.
Why do you say that?
Well, because no dame with 160 grand can stay out of sight for very long unless she is bumped off.
What did you find out on the east side?
Well, Evans and I talked to every stool pigeon we know. There's no sign of heavy dough down there. And if a regular pulled the job, we'd know it.
And if she's been killed, you figure the job was done by someone that we don't have a line on, right?
Sure. Why, I'm one of the...
Detective Bureau, Captain Wells. Now, put her on. The woman in charge of the ladies' room at the Churchill wants to talk to me. This might be... Hello? Yes. Yes, this is Captain Wells speaking. I see. Yes. Yes, we do. Well, thanks for calling.
Something on the Thornton case, Captain?
Yes. The woman in charge of the ladies' room says that she's been reading the newspaper account of the disappearance and that she is positive. Mrs. Thornton didn't come in at all the night before last.
Uh-oh.
And what's more, she says that Dr. Thornton didn't come around asking for his wife like he claims.
Say.
I'm thinking the same thing, Bradford. Now listen, you hustle out to the Churchill and see the head waiter. Find out if Dr. and Mrs. Thornton were there on the night Mrs. Thornton disappeared. And be sure to ask him if Mrs. Thornton paid for the dinners with a large bill.
Right, I'll be back within an hour.
That's the stuff. Hello. Hello, Evans. Listen, I've got an important job for you. I want you to dig up all the information you can on Dr. Wallace Thornton. Yeah, the dentist. Find out how much he earns, where he banks, how his credit is, and above all, try to find out if he has a safe deposit box in any of the banks. Take a picture with you. He may rent the box under a phony name.
You got my message.
Yes. Squires called me home. I was just starting to undress. What's up?
Well, I talked to the head waiter, and the guy tells me the doctor and Mrs. Thornton did not throw a party in the hotel that night.
Just as I thought.
After that, I went to the garage where Dr. Thornton keeps his car and made a few inquiries. I found that they had filled the gas tank the night of Mrs. Thornton's disappearance, and the next morning after Thornton had used the car, they had to fill it again. I won't be satisfied until I know where all that gas went to.
Why, Brad, you don't think that...
I don't know, Captain. These torch murders are getting pretty popular these days, and gasoline, you know, makes a good fire.
Yes, I know,
Then there's another possibility. Dr. Thornton mentioned something about a ranch of his near Palomar. It'd take just about a tank of gas to go there and back. Say, I thought that maybe you'd be interested in driving down there with me tonight, Captain, to see what we can find.
Here's my report, Chief.
Good, that completes it. The only thing we lack is the body of Mrs. Thornton.
Say, I didn't get in on Evans' report, Captain. What'd he find?
Well, now, here's the whole case, boys. The way I have it summarized. Evans found out that Dr. Thornton has a safe deposit box at the security under the name of Farstead. That box recently contained a huge stack of bills and negotiable securities. When we unlocked the box, however, they were gone.
Gone?
Yes. But Evans dug up the information that Dr. Thornton had recently paid a bonding company $150,000 on a 12-story office building that he's been planning to build for some time. Now, we've traced every source of the man's income. The only place that money could have come from was from Mrs. Thornton.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Dr. Thornton made two trips to his ranch. He made one the night Mrs. Thornton disappeared, and another, the one he told us about the next morning. Bradford and I talked to the caretaker. He says that he isn't sure, but he thinks that he heard a car shortly after midnight. He told us that Dr. Thornton came in the next morning and didn't ask about his wife, but saddled a horse and rode out into the hills. Later, the two of them did some work about the house, laying some flagstones and cementing the bottom of an old cistern. Yes? All right, send him in. Now, we'll have to work fast, boys. Dr. Thornton just came in. We'll talk to him in the next room. Come on. Now, you sit over there, Evans.
Right.
Take this chair here, Bradford.
Yes, sir.
Now, leave everything to me. Come in. Oh, come in, Dr. Thornton. Have a chair. You know Detective Bradford, I believe.
Yes.
This is Detective Sergeant Evans.
How do you do? You wanted to see me, Captain?
Yes, I did. We've discovered several new things regarding your wife's disappearance.
She's not...
What do you think, Doctor?
How should I know what to think?
Well, I'd think that you'd have a better idea than any of us, Doctor. However, let it pass. We've just found out that neither you nor your wife were at the Churchill Hotel the night she disappeared.
Well,
we found out that you, under the name of Farstead, had a safety deposit box at the security.
That's not...
Now, don't interrupt, Doctor. We found out that your own bank account was rather small, but that 2 days after Mrs. Thornton disappeared, you managed to pay $150,000 on an office building which you've been planning for over a year.
I saved that money, every cent of it.
Did you? Dr. Thornton, I'm going out of here for a little while. I'm going to leave you all alone with your conscience.
Going to say?
What are you going to tell them now, Doctor?
The police know of your little scheme, Doctor.
What are you going to tell them now, Doctor?
They know that you weren't telling them the truth.
They know you're lying, Doctor.
What are you going to tell them now, Doctor?
You've been here an hour, Doctor. Why don't you tell them the truth?
They know you're lying.
What are you going to tell them now, Doctor?
2 hours, Doctor. You're getting tired.
3 hours, Doctor?
4 hours.
5 hours.
6 hours.
7 hours.
They know you're lying.
What are you going to tell them now, Doctor?
8 hours.
What are you going to tell them now, Doctor?
10 hours. You're getting tired, Doctor.
Why don't you tell them you killed her?
Admit it.
Admit it.
Admit it.
There's a gun in the captain's desk there.
There's pen and ink before you.
Right, Doctor. A confession, Doctor.
Right, Doctor. Right, Doctor.
That's it, right?
Right, Dr. Wallace Thornton killed my wife for her money and buried her body in an old cistern.
Sign it.
Sign it.
Sign it.
No! The gun, Doctor. The gun. That's it. The gun, Doctor.
Great Scott, I forgot about that gun.
Why not? What? Here's a signed confession, Captain.
He's dead, sir.
Yes. His conscience was too much for him, Evans.